Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air for Game 2. Minor softball, Washington County versus Columbus, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B and Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Blue Bell Creamery, Odie Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Roman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez, Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahlman Associates, PBR Materials, Wooden College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Alden Bay Street, Double B Glass Services, Gang 8 Portable Toilets, Porto Sugar Lake, GMT Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, BDM Pipe and Steel, Brandon Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thriven Financial, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their all-star tournament games.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait, thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And coming back here to Sealy to be in PW Park, it's time for doubleheader action as we have now a game two winner take all in the minor softball tournament final for the Little League All-Stars. And to get things started here in the top of the first inning, it's Columbus up to bat as the teams have switched sides. They will not be switching dugouts, but Washington County is now the home team batting in the bottom of the innings. And so far, after two quick outs during the break, Washington County has two outs on the board quickly. And a throw coming into second as Jensen Anderson goes to steal second. That steal will come in time, and the throw not in time will put a runner in scoring position, and Jensen Anderson at second base. And with Bree Kerpick at the plate, she has now facing a 0-1 count. And Kinsley Haverkamp back as the starter. First pitch will be outside. Our second pitch will be outside for a ball. Evens up the count at one. And very next one is popped up. Coming up to make the play is Raylan Rosenbaum, and she does just that. puts a third out on the board and retires this Columbus side in the top of the first inning. Getting off to a good start here. They leave a runner stranded on first base. And we'll get started in the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors with Washington County up to bat. And we'll be back with the bottom of the first inning after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
And back to B&PW Park here, where we'll get ready for the first pitch of the bottom of the first from Bree Kerpek of Columbus. And this one will be left downstairs to make it a 1-0 count. And leading things off will be Adeline Sebastian for Washington County. She'll switch things up here for game two. And next pitch will be right over the plate in the upper part of the strike zone. To even up the count at one apiece. And next pitch will be far too low. Adeline Sebastian saw it the whole way. And we got ourselves a 2-1 count now. Here's a 2-1 from Kerpek, and catches that knee high, catches Sebastian frozen about knee high right over the plate. Got ourselves a 2-2 count now as Kerpek's able to even it up. And here's the 2-2. And that one up and away will fill up the count with a ball. And Adeline Sebastian puts this one right down the first baseline, and it is fair. That one will stay fair. And the throw coming in the second is in time. And thrown out at second is Adeline Sebastian on a terrific play made by this Columbus defense. That was Fidaco over in right field, who was able to gather that one before it got all the way to the corner. Adeline Sebastian thought she had one, thought she was able to get extra bases on that one, but the throw in time cuts her off, and they say that it was out at second, but they will have a discussion over in second base to make sure they got the call right. First and third base umpire will get together here, and we will see what they come up with. I think the argument is that She was able to slide in under the tag. But nonetheless, a nice throw by Fidako and a nice effort by Adeline Sebastian as well as she rounded first base quickly to try to get the extra base. And there, that is the Columbus side getting excited, and the crowd erupts as they will hold on to the call. That puts one out on the board, with Adeline Sebastian being thrown out at second base after putting one fair with eyes on it right down that third base line and into the corner. But Fidako of Columbus able to make the nice throw. That will bring up batting second, Briley Marges, number 77 for Washington County. And next pitch on a riser will stay upstairs, and now a 2-1 count, a 2-0 count to Marges. Nobody on for Washington County, one out. This pitch way inside almost hits Briley Marges, and now she'd be well ahead 3-0. Umpire gives the signal, we're ready to go, and here the pitch is going to be down and away. That'll be a fourth ball in a row to give Washington County the walk, selling Briley Marges to first base. So after the walk to Briley Marges, up comes Tegan Wilson. Number 11, right-handed batter for Washington County, and this one, a wild pitch, gets away from Kerpek and allows Briley Marges to get the second. That one got way away from Anderson there. Truly a pitch that just got away from Kerpek. So Tegan Wilson will take the 1-0 count. And the 1-0 from Kerpek. Tegan Wilson will push right on a hard foul ball there. Takes a chopper over into the Washington County dugout. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike, one out, and a runner on first in scoring position in Briley Marges. And Tegan will take a couple practice swings before getting set here again for the 1-1. And that 1-1, one that will not get to home plate, not quite. And Briley Marges was a good lead off of second base. Will draw Jensen Anderson to run the ball over to second while pump faking some throws over. Run the ball over to the pitcher circle while pump faking some throws over to second. And now on the 2-1, we'll get a wait from the umpire as Tegan Wilson asks for time. But she steps back in, takes the next one, and a good eye by her. That pitch outside for a ball. And here comes the 3-1 from Kerpek. And this one will be fouled left. Fouled left to fill up the count 3-2. All right, and with a full count, Bree Kerpek gets ready, giving Tegan Wilson some time for some practice swings. This at-bat can belong to anyone. Let's see who will get the best of who. And this pitch down and inside will get away from Anderson and allow Briley Marges to take another base as she heads over to third. That puts runners on the corners after the walk to Tegan Wilson. Washington County taking some free bases here as Columbus gives them to them, and they will happily do so. That'll bring up number 7, Paisley Meyer. And we'll get a conference on the mound from head coach Willie Anderson of Columbus. And as he talks to his catcher and pitcher, we'll give him a chance to do so. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, right back in time as Paisley Meyer puts a hole right down the second and third, right in the second and third base hole beautifully, but making the play on it is the shortstop getting the throw over to first in time to get out Paisley Meyer, but Washington County opens up the scoring. Coming around to score is Briley Margis, getting the first run of the game for Washington County. Up comes Raylan Rosenbaum up to bat with Tegan Wilson on third base. As that ground out did advance both runners, and the first pitch by Briley Kerpek, knee high on that inside corner. Strike one. And a couple of different reactions to that strike call on the second pitch. Cheers over in the Grimes and the Columbus side, and jeers over on the Washington County side. And next pitch down low from Kerpek. Brings the count to 1-2. Good eye there from Raylan Rosenbaum. This game getting nice and loud from both crowds as Bree Kerpek puts another one down low for another one. Ball two. And now deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. As Washington County has a runner on third and Ray Rosenbaum at the plate. And she puts one right down and chopper past the pitcher's circle. All she needs to do is beat the throw. And she does as the ball gets away from the first baseman. And she'll stay at first base. That scores another run for Washington County, and looks like Tegan Wilson on the slide in may have gotten banged up. They'll make sure that she's all right as she is hobbling over to the dugout, and hopefully she's okay to continue. And as we make sure that she is all right, we'll take a quick break as we check in on her health. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And with two outs on the board, we'll come back here to B&PW Park, where Washington County with two outs has a runner on second as Raylan Rosenbaum on the first pitch of this at-bat went over and stole second. So we got ourselves a 1-1 count after the next pitch is fouled off by Finley Young. Finley Youngs will take the next one down low, even up the count at one. Good eye there. That was a close pitch, but she saw it as low, and so did the umpire. And again, it'll make it 2-1. Here's the 2-1 from Bree Kerpek, and this one a hard grounder over to second base, and a one-hopper gets to first in time to get the out. And that's number four for Columbus, getting the grab and making it and throwing it over to first. That was Landry Stonchik to make the final play to retire this Washington County side, but Washington County with an early lead of their own, 2-0 as we head to the top of the second. Columbus will be looking to respond, while Washington County will look for a quick 3 outs to continue adding to the lead in the bottom of the second. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the second inning.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, getting ready to get started in the top of the second inning. First pitch comes in from Haferkamp, and that will be 1-0 as she pitches to Ansley Busselman. And next one will be wide for ball two. And again, we'll make it another ball. Three balls in a row to get started here for Haferkamp. We got ourselves a 3-0 count on the first pitcher, Ansley Busselman. And with that 3-0, Kinsley Haferkamp winds up, and here's the pitch. And that one just a hair outside again. We'll make it four balls in a row to give Columbus a leadoff runner after the walk to Ansley Busselman. And Raylan Rosenbaum will take off her helmet here to go talk to her pitcher. Well, really just barking over at the entire infield as she made about halfway to the pitcher circle and started giving out some instructions. And now she'll head back to her catcher's position. The runner on first is Ansley Busselman.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, a nice one from Habercat, gets a strong one, while the next pitch will make it ball one. So 1-1 count here as she is pitching to Stonchik. On the 1-1, nice, finds that knee-high outside corner yet again, and it gets ahead of the count here, does Haverkamp with a strike two. Next pitch will make it ball two, even up the count at two apiece. And Kinsley Haverkamp will head back to the pitch circle, powder her hand, and get ready for pitch number five of the at-bat. And pitch number five will be one down low under the strike zone to fill up the count with a ball three. Full count now as she pitches to Landry Stonchik. Winds up. Here's the pitch. And right in that knee-high outside corner that she oh loves so much. That's a steer right three for a strikeout. She sends Landry Stonchik over to the dugout and puts an out on the board. Much needed. And with Stonchik heading to the dugout, out comes number 8, Piper Fedako. Here's pitch number 1 on a riser that broke back into the strike zone there. It gets a swing and a miss from Fedako. Strike 1. Haverkamp finding the zone now. Here's the 0-1. And finds it again, knee high on that outside corner for a strike two. She's ahead here, 0-2 on the count. And next one, a riser will make it 1-2, ball one. Trying to get Fedako to chase another one upstairs. They're unsuccessful this time. Good eye by Fedako to stay disciplined. Not going for the bait. And here's the 1-2 from Haverkamp. And this one will be low for a ball two to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. They have a runner on first and Ansley Busselman, but would love a second out here. Here's the 2-2, and a nice breaking ball there that seemed to fall off the table right as it got to the strike zone. Gets Piper Fedako to swing and miss on that one for a strike three. Another strikeout, two consecutively here for Kinsley Haverkamp. So now with two outs on the board and a runner on first, up comes Jeliah Jackson. Of course, Jeliah Jackson coming up huge in that game one. First pitch will be outside for a ball one. And Jeliah Jackson in that last game started off the game with a 2-RBI double and then had a 2-RBI single in the fifth, putting up scoring 4 runs single-handedly for Columbus. She was definitely a factor in that last game, looking to become a factor in this one as she jumps ahead of the count on a ball two. 2-0 count coming up to her. But Kinsley Haverkamp would love to fight her way back and get a third out. And beautifully there, knee-high outside corner yet again, strike one. Let's go, Tim. Keep working, man. Kinsley Haverkamp trying to find her way back down 2-0. Now has it at 2-1. Here is the 2-1 pitch. And this one fouled back. She'll get all the way back here, evening it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The deuces are now wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Kinsley Haverkamp, one good pitch away from getting out of this inning and leaving a runner stranded on first base. And she does just that. A nice strikeout there over the plate on the top end of the strike zone. Gets Jaliyah Jackson, catches her looking, and puts a third strikeout in a row up for Kinsley Haverkamp. That will retire the Columbus side and preserves the Washington County two-run lead at 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream. A sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell at all Walmart Supercenters.
And back to BNPW Park, where to lead things off here in the top of in the bottom of the second inning will be Lily Landaway. Washington County already up 2-0. No such thing as too many runs. They'll be looking for some more here in the bottom of the second. First pitch will catch the bottom end of the strike zone right over the plate by Bree Kerpek for a strike one. Pitch two will be too high, 1-1 for a ball one. And of course, Lily Landaway came in relief in the last game and came up huge for Washington County. Leaving bases loaded twice. Fortunately, not enough to get the victory, but she is able to do it at the, on the pitcher circle and able to do it on at the plate as well. And this Washington County crowd has really picked up the volume in this game, too. As they're having the time of their lives cheering on the girls to get a victory here. Of course, it's a winner-take-all game. Here's the 1-2 to Landaway, and she'll foul this one back. Right off the top of her bat there, directly back. I will give myself props on that one, as that one came right at my head, but I did not flinch. I have trust in this fence they have in front of us, or rather, should I say, a net. So staying alive, she'll keep the count at 1-2. And 1-2 will stay up high for Kerpek, evens up the count at 2. Washington County up 2-0. Leadoff hitter is Lily Landaway, and she'll be looking to add another. This one inside. Landaway does not get contact on it, so it'll be a swing and a miss, and that will put a strikeout on the board for the first batter. For a leadoff out for Columbus on the first batter. Oh, but we'll get a correction on the call here, and I believe to be the correct call, as that ball did hit the bat, so we'll keep it. We'll keep Landaway out there as she fouled that one off to keep herself alive in the count. And next pitch will be outside. And we need a little clarification from the umpire, as I believe the correct call should be that it hit the bat and she should stay out there, and that ball should make it a full count. But the umpire is not going to make that decision. He's going to say, no, it never hit the bat. That was actually a strikeout. So he'll keep the strikeout on the board to Lily Landaway, sending her to the dugout, putting one out on the board defensively for Columbus, and bringing out Stella Church. All right, next pitch will be a wild pitch up and away from Bree Kirkpeck to Stella Church. Ball one. A little confusion there, but we're all good to go now. Next pitch, Bree Kirkpeck puts it inside, gets Stella Church to swing and miss. Evens up the count with a strike one. Here's the 1-1 from Kirkpeck, and Stella Church thinking about swinging on it, but a good eye stays disciplined. Let that one go by, as that was wide all the way. Ball two. Here's a 2-1 from Kirkpeck. This one will be fouled right side into the netting. Evens up the count with a strike two. 2-2 count coming to Stella Church. One out on the board and nobody on for Washington County here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Kirkpeck, and Stella Church puts it right side off of the roof of the dugout. Just a hair late there. If she would have had the right timing, that would have gone right into right field on a beautiful line drive. Instead, pushes it just a hair right for a foul ball. Keeps her alive in the count, 2-2. And both of these crowds really getting animated with their chants. I believe we've had some young ladies that joined the crowd here for game two that are really making themselves heard. And this next one by Stella Church is going to be hit on a hard ground ball right up the middle of the throw on time. Will get a second out defensively for Columbus. And honestly, an impressive throw made there from shortstop for Columbus. That was specifically number 5, Taitlin Beecham, who came up, made the grab, and delivers a throw right in time for a bang-bang play at first that goes in favor of Columbus for the second out. And that will bring out Kinsley Hafferkamp. First pitch will be a passed ball from Jensen Anderson. And the next one will be a strike one from Kirkpeck to Hafferkamp. Evens up the count at one apiece. And here's the 1-1 from Kirkpeck. And that one outside, ball two. Next one will be a one hopper that goes off the chest plate of Anderson there. And Kinsley Hafferkamp gets well out of the count here, 3-1, in a position to help herself out here. She is the pitcher and now at the plate. Would love to get herself on as a runner to give Washington County a chance to extend their lead. And she'll do exactly that with a good eye and a disciplined at bat, getting up 3-1 and taking ball four outside to take the walk over to first. And not only has the crowd turned up the volume, it seems as though Washington County has turned up the volume on their speaker for their walkout songs, trying to get energy injected into this team any way possible. With two outs, out comes Lana Wunderlich. First pitch will stay upstairs for ball one from Bree Kerpick. And we'll start another chant here for Washington County. Gotta love how the crowd has gotten into it. And on the 1-0, that one will be over the plate, knee-high right into the strike zone for a strike one to even up the count. Of course, Lana Wunderlich in that previous game came up big with a couple of hits for Washington County. And this one will be fouled up right side into the netting. And she'll now face a 1-2 count after that strike two. And Lana Wunderlich last game coming away with a double and a walk. And she's looking to add to that perfect on-base percentage. And this one will fall into the stands. And a play to be made. Was it made? Waiting for someone to hold up the ball. But no, that one fell to the ground and no play made in the stands. But the next best thing is that it didn't hit anyone. So nobody was hurt on that one. And we'll keep going. No harm on the foul. 1-2 count. Two. Lana Wunderlich. This one down low. And one. And Heiferkamp heading over to second base. She'll take the stolen base. And Lana Wunderlich smacks one on a hard ground ball right down the middle. And coming in to score is Kinsley Heiferkamp as Lana Wunderlich will get herself an RBI double. And you want something to fire up this Washington County crowd. How about another run to extend their lead 3-0 over Columbus on the clutch 2-out RBI double from Lana Wunderlich that brings in Kinsley Heiferkamp. So Kinsley Heiferkamp helps herself there as she will come out to pitch in the next inning and now will do so with at least a 3-run lead. That will bring up Callie Dismukes. She'll take the first one outside for a ball one. Next one will be down low, ball two. And coming in to steal third is Lana Wunderlich. And we'll call time here just for a second as the coaches and umpire will have to even up third base with that line as Lana Wunderlich came in hot sliding into third. And on the 2-0, Dismukes will take this one as that one down low for a ball three. Umpire calls timeout and says, no headlights in the outfield, please, as they will call the attention of somebody out there, probably just getting something from their car, but no headlights. The request not being heard, and now it's heard, and they're back on. Headlights back on in the outfield, so we'll take another pause. Let's see if they can get the driver's attention. Looks to be an expedition out in the outfield of darker color. See if we can get the license plate to call them out. No, I'm just kidding. And there we go. And I apologize, it's actually a Jeep Wagoneer. And after a short distraction, we'll bring up a 3-0 count. Here's the 3-0. Upstairs stays upstairs. Dismukes will take first base on the walk. Good discipline at bat there from Callie Dismukes. Four straight balls gives her an easy walk and an easy base. And on the very next one, this one ripped into right field. That will score another run as Rhonda Wunderlich comes home. And all the way to third is Callie Dismukes from first. And that will go down as an RBI double for Avery Meyer. Avery Meyer coming up huge here, adding another run, and after going down four runs early in last game, Washington County now has their own four-run lead early in this one. And coming up to make a change will be Willie Anderson of Columbus, as he'll make a pitching change, bringing in Emery Chester for Bree Kerpek. And we'll take a quick 60-second break to give her a chance to warm up.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at all Arlen stores.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Okay, after the Columbus pitching changes, Henry Chester now in the pitcher circle on the very next hit. It's going to be number 14, Adeline Sebastian, ripped one into first and third base, first and second base hole, and she's going to get herself a double. Not only a double, it's a two RBI double to put up Washington County. 6-0 over Columbus in this winner take all game two in the minor softball final. That is the third RBI double of the inning, all coming up clutch with two outs on the board for Washington County. It's been Lana Wunderlich with an RBI double, Avery Meyer with an RBI double, and Adeline Sebastian with a two RBI double. And first pitch to Briley Marges will be fouled up to the right over the netting. Strike one. Oh, that's all. That was the second ball. That was the second foul ball, so strike two. And this one will be right down the first base hole. Line drive into right field. Coming around third base and holding up her horses. It's Adeline Sebastian. Still stay at third, but be thrown out at third as the hesitation will cost Washington County their third out. But no worries, that was a four-run inning for Washington County, extending their run to 6-0 here in the bottom of the second as we head to the top of the third. And coming up to do so was a bunch of clutch RBI doubles. After two quick outs to start the inning, it was Kinsley Haferkamp being walked. Then Lana Wunderlich came up with an RBI double, followed by a walk from Callie Dismukes, an RBI double from Avery Meyer, and at the top of the order, it was a two RBI double to put four runs up by Adeline Sebastian. And then and with that third out, that will retire the Washington County side, stopping the bleeding for Columbus at 4 runs in the bottom of the second. We'll be back with the top of the third after 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
And back here to Sealy, where as we get ready for the top of the third is Washington County with a 6-run lead, 6-0 over Columbus. And leading things off for the top of the third for Columbus will be Michelle Stratton. And she'll take the first one right over the plate for strike one. Kinsley Haferkamp keeps him coming. Already 3 strikeouts in the ballgame. Next one down low under the strike zone. Ball one to even up the count. And this one will be fouled directly back. 1-2 count coming up to Stratton. As Kinsley Haferkamp jumps ahead, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And knee-high outside corner, a leadoff strikeout for Haferkamp and Washington County as they go one up, one down here defensively. And Raylan Rosenbaum going out there to celebrate with her pitcher, both of them flexing. As Ray Rosenbaum tells Kinsley Haferkamp to flex those muscles, you just got a huge strikeout there.
Stay alive, stay alive.
That is Haferkamp's 4th in a row going back to last inning. One out up on the board. Here comes Carly Aaron. First pitch low and away from Haferkamp. Ball one. And here's the 1-0 from Haferkamp. This one down low. We'll make it 2-0 for ball two as that one skips off the turf. Kinsley Haferkamp nods over at her catcher. Probably telling her, I'll give you a strike right here. Getting ready with the 2-0. Here's the pitch from Haferkamp and does just that. Not only putting it in the strike zone, drawing a swing and a miss from Carly Aaron. Strike one. with that strike one. Here's the 2-1 from Hafford Camp, and under the strike zone, says the umpire. 3-1 count coming up on that ball three. A bit of disagreement from the Washington County crowd, but up 6 runs, can't complain too much. And on the 3-1, a swing and a miss from Carly Aaron. A nice pitch from Hafford Camp fills up the count. Strike two, looking for strike three. And giving a little dance move to her catcher there, Raylan Rosenbaum, just showing, Kinsley Hafford-Camp showing that she is loose. Next one will be come off the end of the bat from Aaron, off the top of it, being fouled directly back to keep her alive in the full count. And Kinsley Hafford-Camp has this entire Washington County crowd behind her. Here's the full count. Pitch, a swing and a miss, and a fifth consecutive strikeout for Kinsley Hafford-Camp. And the crowd is absolutely loving this performance, as since she's come out in the second, started the game, but from the second to the third, she had a walk to start off the second, and then 3 consecutive strikeouts, followed by 2 consecutive strikeouts in the third. Here's the next pitch. That one catches that knee-high outside corner on Emery Chester. Strike one. After that strike, here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss from Chester. Strike two. And on the 0-2, this one fouled right side, going deep against the fence. Foul territory and a chance to be made over there, but it goes just far enough to prevent a hustle play being made in the right field. Raylan Rosenbaum brings the ball back to the umpire, and we'll get started again with a 1-2 count. 2 outs on the board, nobody on for Columbus, and that one knee high outside corner. 3 consecutive strikeouts for Kinsley Hafford-Camp, and she goes 3 up, 3 down with 3 strikeouts, and doing a wonderful job so far in this ball game. That puts her up to 6 strikeouts in 3 innings, and we'll be back for the bottom of the third inning with Washington County leading 6 runs to none and up to bat. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
And And getting set here for the bottom of the third inning, it's Washington County leading 6-0. Now, they just, after Kinsley Haferkamp and the defense just put up a 3-up, 3-down inning in the top of the third against Columbus with 3 consecutive strikeouts. And they'll be looking to carry that momentum over to the bats here as in the third, they'd love to put up some more runs. You know, as they say, no such thing as too many insurance runs. And to start things off here will be Tegan Wilson leading off for Washington County. First pitch, knee-high outside corner by Chester for strike one. And Emery Chester, also a very capable pitcher. Here's the 0-1 from Chester. This one will be a one-hopper to the catcher, Anderson. Ball one to even up the count. And Emery Chester wiping off the hands, getting all that sweat off. A nice humid day here after a little rain. A nice humid Texas night. And on the 1-1, a swing and a miss from Tegan Wilson. Strike two. Tegan Wilson steps out to take a couple practice swings, but she's back in the batter's box now, just waiting for Emery Chester. She winds up. Here's the 1-2. Tegan Wilson absolutely smokes this one into right field. That one will get all the way to the fence. She'll take second base. She wants third. She'll get third. A leadoff triple for Tegan Wilson, who probably has the most power in her bat on this team. I mean, every time that she goes out there and gets a hold of a pitch, it seems it's always getting to at least the fence. And no different here as she leads off the bottom of the third inning with a triple. So no outs. Washington County has a runner on third, and up comes their cleanup hitter, Paisley Meyer. See if she can clean this one up. Puts it into the second and third base hole, and coming in to slide the throw too hard to Anderson, comes off the glove, and that will score another run for Washington County. Now up 7 runs on Columbus. So Paisley Meyer comes up with a huge RBI double. Coming off of Tegan Wilson's leadoff triple. And first pitch to Raylan Rosenbaum will be ball one. Still no outs here to Washington County. And next pitch, number two, will be ball two. And Washington County crowd and this team loving the situation that they're in. Now up 7 runs, no outs. Here is the 2-0 count. And too high, says the umpire, bringing up ball three for a 3-0 count. And two very different crowds here from what we saw in game one. Game one, it was clearly Columbus, very loud and very energetic. And now it's Washington County doing all the yelling and screaming and chanting. And the throw to the first and second base hole is going to be gathered up by Columbus and tossed over to first for the out. So Taitlin Beecham will gather that one at first base. The throw coming in from number four, Landry Stonchik, making the play for the first out of the inning, but that does allow Paisley Meyer to get all the way to third. So Raylan Rosenbach grounds out, but is able to advance the runner to third, and up comes Finley Youngs. First switch will be up and away for a ball one. Go, this one on a low pitch. Finley Youngs gets a hold of it, rips it right back up the middle. But there is Landry Stonchik again to flip it to Taitlin Beecham. And that will be a second out, but will score a second run in this inning. Paisley Meyer gets herself a run, and now Washington County up 8 runs to none. And we saw a bunch of clutch two-out hits in that previous inning. Let's see if they can make some magic happen again in the clutch here. Up comes Lily Landaway, and she'll foul the first one off to the right. With that, here comes the 0-1 from Kerpek. That one will be down low for ball one to even up the count. Two outs on the board. Nobody on for Washington County. The next pitch will be way up high on the 1-1 count for a ball two. And on the 2-1, the pitch down low on a skipper to the catcher Anderson. Now ball three. 3-1 count. And Emery Chester will wipe her hands, get a good grip on the ball. Here's a 3-1. This one was in the strike zone. Lily Landaway will foul it off to the right, filling up the count either way. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on for Washington County, looking to keep the runs a-coming. Here's full count pitch, and Landaway's going to smack this one over the center left field, and that one will keep on rolling, and she will head to second. And she will be held up right there at second base, and that is getting the crowd really going here over here in Sealy for Washington County as they have a clutch 2-out double. Just what the crowd was asking for as we were having a chance to start a 2-out rally here. Now runner in scoring position for Washington County. This one's going to be ripped up high from Stella Church, and that one will fall. Around third comes Lily Landaway. Coming all the way home, she will be in time. The throw not in time, and getting all the way to third base is Stella Church. And now a 9-run lead for Washington County. After dropping game one in this final, which forced this game two, they have taken advantage of every single one of their opportunities to go up 9 runs. And now they are in position to possibly activate a run rule. 2 outs, they'd need another hit with a runner on third to bring in the 10th run. And to try to do that will be number 13, Kinsley Haferkamp. So the pitcher will come out for a pitcher's duel and see if she can put the game away, possibly. If she can drive in the 10th run and then come out in the top of the 4th and get 3 quick outs, that will end the game on a run rule. But first things first, time to get a hit. A quick conference from manager Willie Anderson of Columbus with his team in the infield. He'll leave everything as it is, just having a talking with them. Here comes the first pitch from Emery Chester, down low, ball one. And next one up high. That makes it now a 3-0 count here. Emery Chester visibly frustrated over on in the pitcher's circle. Been a tough inning. 3-0 will go over the head of Haferkamp, putting runners on the corners for Washington County. So four pitches, makes a walk. So four balls in a row, and up comes Lana Wunderlich. And last time Lana Wunderlich was up, she had a huge RBI double and a run over in the second inning. First pitch to Lana Wunderlich on a riser will be ball one. And heading over to second base is Kinsley Haferkamp. So now two runners in scoring position for Washington County on second and third. And this one will be fouled right side into the dugout and will go off the roof of the dugout for a strike one to even up the count. Lana Wunderlich will hustle back to the batter's box to get another opportunity at another pitch from Emery Chester. And she is ready to make it happen. Again, as I mentioned, same situation Haferkamp was in. If Lana Wunderlich can get a hit, that will make it a 10-run lead. And the run rule here in the Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Tournaments is if it's 10-run lead after four innings, that's the ball game. Now we are in the bottom of the third. That means Washington County would have to get a run here and get a quick three outs in the top of the fourth. But first things first, we'll take a look at this at-bat from Lana Wunderlich as she will take the next ball down low for a ball three as she jumps way ahead of the count 3-1. And the 3-1, and she's going to take a swing at a high pitch there, trying to outrun the throw. A good job there by Landry Stanchik to recover in time after that one came off her glove to flip it to first to get the third out and retire this Washington County side. We'll head over to the top of the fourth inning with Washington County leading 9-0 after a big 3-run bottom of the third. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Back to B&PW Park here in Sealy for the Little League The Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Tournament Final, Game 2, winner take all. And first pitch to lead off the top of the fourth inning is a strike by Kinsley Halfcrab, strike one. And right after that, she puts another one, a swing and a miss by Baylen Blunt, strike two. And that's a three-pitch strikeout on the swing and miss from Baylen Blunt. And another strikeout for Hafferkamp. Takes her streak to six strikeouts in a row going back to the last two innings. And that will take us back to the top of the order here for Columbus, as the Mosquitoes have come alive here late in this Sealy, Texas night. And first pitch to Taitlin Beecham will be a ball outside, ball one. Here comes pitch number two from Hafferkamp, and that one will stay outside as well for ball two. Bringing up a 2-0 count. You can tell she's comfortable in that pitcher circle. Here's a 2-0 and finds that knee-high outside corner. Got herself a 2-1 count now. She gets it back on track. She really loves that knee-high outside corner. And this one, trying to find that inside corner, this will be popped up and will fall into shallow left field. That will be a double for Taitlin Beecher. And after Taitlin Beecham heads to second base, we'll now get number zero, Addie Werlin. And that double does end the strikeout streak for Kinsley Hafferkamp, as she had it all the way up to seven. And this one, a pitch outside that almost gets away from Raylan Rosenbaum, but great job there to reach over and get it, showing tremendous instincts and reflexes from the catcher position. And Rosenbaum is a tremendous catcher. It's come up big all year for this Washington County team. Saw her earlier in last game throw out a runner trying to steal second. So she's got the arm, she's got the reflexes, and the instincts. As does Hafferkamp, who has been on fire her last two starts. Right, here comes a 2-0 from Hafferkamp, and a swing and a miss, and a pitch up and inside will make it strike one. Yes, Werlin looks to keep giving some life to this Columbus side. They're down 9 runs with 3 innings left to play. So they have 8 outs to work with. And this one, knee-high outside corner again from Kinsley Hafferkamp, freezes up Werlin to even up the count at 2 with a strike 2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and this one down low will fill up the count with a ball 3. And on the full count, here's Kinsley Hafferkamp. This one will be right side, and that will go out of play on a foul ball. So keeping herself alive here is Addie Werlin. And at this point, down 9 runs, it would take a miraculous comeback from Columbus to get back into this one. But I guarantee you they will not quit trying. This is a team that has made it all this way, not for no reason. They are a very good ball club. And Addie Werlin looking to beat the throw to first. She will. And that coming around third to score. And almost slipping is Taitlin Beecham, and she'll look over at the crowd and give them a smile and see if they saw that. But a nice run there from Taitlin Beecham to run the bases on the single. by Addie Whirlin, showing good hustle, able to beat the throw to first. That brings up number 12, Jensen Anderson, and on the first pitch will be a swing and a miss. Strike one. And set for the next pitch, 0-1 will be knee-high on that. Oh, umpire changes the call. It actually says it's a hair outside. That evens up the count with a ball one. And that one fouled off the bat of Anderson there. Brings up a strike two. Hafferkamp going to get some powder on her hands, make sure everything's dry and ready to go. And here's the 1-2 pitch. And this one going to be a popper up to second base. And struggling with the hold on it is Finley Youngs. And so that will advance the runner. And Jensen Anderson able to reach first. So after a quick strikeout here to start the inning, it's now been a double, a single, and another single for Columbus, scoring one run and putting runners on first and second for them. Just when you thought it was all going to be over, they are fighting their way back. So here we go, one out, two runners on for Columbus. Here's the first pitch. That one will be fouled right side for strike one. As that is Bree Kerpek up to bat. She'll step off for a couple practice swings as she gets ready to continue her at bat. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Hafferkamp, and another and a swing and a miss on that knee-high outside corner to Kerpek. That brings up strike two. And Kerpek will head over to talk to manager Willie Anderson. Get some instruction. I'm sure he's telling her to rip this one and push it into right field where they have a nice hole for her between the center and right fielder for Washington County. Kerpek will take another couple practice swings and step in for the 0-2. Here's the pitch from Hafferkamp, and that will erupt the Washington County crowd as Hafferkamp gets back on the board with a strikeout of Kerpek, sending her to the dugout and bringing up Ansley Busselman. That puts a second out on the board for Washington County, defensively needing just one more to get out of this inning, only allowing one run.
You got this kid, please!
And this one hit right up into that first and second base hold, flip to second, in time to get the third out. And that's going to retire this Columbus side as they score one run to try to trip away, but they leave two runners on here. And that will bring an end to the top of the fourth inning. Now Washington County will come out to the bottom of the fourth, looking to add two runs to end the ball game early via run rule. So still a chance to dominate and get out of here early, this Washington County. But I'm sure they just want a victory any way that they can get it. They're definitely on their way to do so, leading eight runs by a score of 9-1. And we'll be back for the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, back to BNPW Park here at Mark A. Chapman Field here in Sealy. And we're getting ready to get going as the Columbus side has just made another pitching change. They'll bring in Taitlin Beecham over to the pitcher circle, put Jelaya Jackson at catcher, move catcher Anderson to first, and a couple more changes, but the at-bat has begun as Callie Disbukes is leading things off here in the bottom of the fourth, and she'll foul the first one back for a strike one. And here's the 0-1 to Disbukes, and she misses on that one. A swing and a miss makes it 0-2, strike two. Here's the 0-2 from Beecham, and that one outside for a ball one. Beecham gets set and delivers the 1-2 up high to even up the count with a ball two. And this one popped up, and Jelaya Jackson able to make the play and does at the catcher position. This one popped straight up into the air, and she gets her head up, looks, takes a look at it, and tracks it all the way to her glove to put the out up on the board for Columbus defensively. One up, one down. That'll bring up 00 Avery Meyer. Her last time out came up big with a RBI double. And first pitch will be up high for a, oh, first two pitches up high. I guess I missed the first one, but ball two, 2-0. And X-Wing A swing and a miss there from Avery Meyer as Taitlin Beecham able to put it in there for a strike one. 2-1 count coming up. And on the 2-1, Taitlin Beecham getting set. Gets into the pitcher circle, winds up. Here's the pitch. And that one on a breaking ball will stay upstairs. Ball three. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Beecham, and that one down low and inside will give Avery Meyer first base on a walk. And that will bring the winning run up to the plate, back to the top of the order, Adeline Sebastian. And her last time out had a 2-RBI double. And she hits this one up high, left side on the third baseline. Coming up to make the catch is Bree Kerpek to put a second out on the board. Columbus looking to keep this game going. But we've seen the kind of damage that this Washington County team can do with two outs. Plenty of clutch hits throughout this game as pretty much all their runs have come off of two outs. Other than that first inning. So out of nine runs, seven have come with two outs on the board. First one to Briley Marges will be fouled down. Strike one. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss there will make it strike two. And on the strike two, able to get second base will be Avery Meyer. So with two strikes, two outs, Washington County has a runner on second. Here's the 0-2 from Beecham, and this one swung on and sent foul down the left, down that third baseline from Briley Marges, looking to keep that one fair. It just barely goes foul, and that'll keep her alive in the count 0-2. And the 0-2 will be up high for a ball one. So 1-2 count coming from Beecham, and this one going to be hit right up the middle hard. Can she outrun the throw to first? No, says the umpire. The throw is in time, and that will retire the Washington County side as they are unable to add to their 9-1 lead. And that will take us to the top of the fifth with Columbus down to their last six out, looking to chip away at this 8-run lead. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Hi friends, Gary Durnberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me.
979-830-3914. And getting started here, 9-1 as the lead for Washington County. And to lead things off for in the top of the fifth for Columbus, down to their last six outs to try to overcome this eight-run deficit is Landry Stonchett. She's made plenty of plays defensively for Columbus. She'll be looking to do so at the plate now. And first pitch from Kinsley Haferkamp will be a ball one. Next pitch will make it ball two. This one down low and outside. Here's a 2-0, and this one an overcorrection. Leaving it upstairs is Haferkamp. 3-0 count coming up. And that's going to be a four-pitch walk here to Stonchick. She will take that all day, so will Columbus. So they'll get a leadoff runner on with a walk. And first pitch here as she takes on Piper Fadako. Kinsley Haferkamp will make it a ball one. And on the 1-0, this one outside will make it ball two. And the 2-0 will be a hard hit ball that will be eventually be a swinging bunt that will get away from first base, and coming around third to score is Landry Stonchick, and all the way to third base is going to be Piper Fadako. So with no outs, Columbus gets a run on the board, cuts the lead to a 7-run deficit now, and with no outs and a runner on third, they can keep chipping away if they play their cards right. But Washington County crowd will not go away. They will keep letting their girls know that they are here to support them. Just need six more outs to end the ball game. And as Haferkamp takes on Jeliah Jackson, the first pitch will be a riser over the strike zone. Ball one. And next one, a good eye from Jackson, will make it ball two. This one up high as well. So Haferkamp staying just above the strike zone here. Just needs to bring it down a hair. Here's the 2-0. And does just that. Perfectly placed knee high on that outside corner. Strike one. And Jeliah Jackson had two hits that went for two RBIs. She had four RBIs last game. Hasn't been as effective this game. And I'm sure Haferkamp will like to keep it that way. But she'll make some contact on the next pitch low in the strike zone. But she will pull it right into the dugout for Washington County. Evening up the count with a strike two. And with that, here's the 2-2 from Haferkamp. A swing and a miss. And a strikeout, yet another for Kinsley Haferkamp. Puts an all-important one out on the board in this inning, leaving Columbus with only five outs left to work with, down seven runs. That now puts Haferkamp at nine strikeouts, and as Michelle Stratton comes out, Haferkamp gets herself another strike. as she puts it knee high on that outside corner for strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Haferkamp, and a beautiful one placed almost exactly in the same position. Strike two. And Columbus does not want to see another strikeout here. They would like to keep it at one out with a runner on third. They would love a hit and another run to come in. But a riser from Haferkamp will stay above the strike zone, stays upstairs in the attic. Ball one, bringing up a 1-2 count. And here's the 1-2 from Haferkamp outside, 2-2. And they're keeping an eye out on the runner on third base, a close eye on her. Make sure that she isn't thinking about coming all the way home. And with the 2-2, this one's going to be fouled off by Stratton as she stays alive. And Fadako's still itching to come home over there on third. Nice job there from Stratton to stay alive. She makes able to make contact. Here's the 2-2 from Haferkamp. And this one right up the middle, right back at Haferkamp. And it slips out of her glove, but she's able to recover in time to get the throw to first. While that does put a second out on the board, coming in, sliding the score run is Fadako. And now the lead is down to six. Here's pitch number one to Haferkamp. A swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitching to Carly Ayer in here. And the very next pitch, another one from Haferkamp, making it strike two. And she jumps ahead 0-2 with nobody on for Columbus. Still working with a six-run lead. Here's the 0-2 from Haferkamp. This one up high will make it ball one. And next pitch from Haferkamp will be outside. Evens up the count at two, and the deuces are wild. We got two balls, two strikes, and two outs defensively for Washington County as Haferkamp is pitching to number six, Carly Aaron of Columbus. And Carly Aaron right now looking to put another runner on for Columbus as they've added two runs in this top of the fifth inning, cutting the deficit from 8-6. And a swing and a miss will give Haferkamp another strikeout and end this inning for Washington County defensively. They're able to hold on to a lead, though it was chipped away at a little bit. Columbus able to put up two runs. Now it's 9-3 in favor of Washington County. As we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, Washington County will look to regain some of that lead. As you know, never, no such thing as too many insurance runs. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, as we come back here to B&PW Park to Mark A. Chapman Field in Sealy, we got the final, and it's looking like it may be an interesting one. Washington County was up 9-0, but Columbus has slowly chipped away. Now it's 9-3. And here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Washington County will be up to bat. And if Columbus can come away keeping Washington County scoreless in this bottom of the fifth, they will have a chance, a slight chance, but a chance nonetheless. In the top of the sixth, it may overcome the six-run deficit. Right now, they'll be working with their last three outs, but first they'll need to get three outs out of Washington County. And coming up for Washington County will be a very strong hitter for them. That'll be Tegan Wilson. She has come up clutch all night, both in game one and game two. Of course, this is game two, a winner take all between Washington County and Columbus for the Meyer Softball Little League All-Star Tournament Final. And staying in the pitcher circle for Columbus will be Taitlin Beecham. And here comes first pitch to Tegan Wilson. She's going to take this one right down that third baseline all the way into the corners. This will be extra bases. The question is how many. She's rounding second. She's coming to third, and that's where she'll stay. Another leadoff triple for Tegan Wilson. She did exactly that in the third. And as I mentioned in the third, she has some pop on her bat. Every time she gets a hold of a pitch, it seems to be going somewhere near the fence. This one no different as she rips it right down that third baseline, comes up with some eyes on it, and rolls all the way into the corner and gives her a leadoff triple. That'll bring up the cleanup batter, Paisley Meyer, number 7 for Washington County. And last time Tegan Wilson got herself a triple, Paisley Meyer brought her in with a RBI single. And first pitch from Taitlin Beecham will make it a strike one. As we got ourselves a 1-1 count. Here's pitch number 3 from Beecham, and that one will be ripped left side, strike 2. As that one goes foul. Hard hit there from Paisley Meyer. So here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one trying to catch that upper inside corner, misses inside, evens up the count at 2 with the ball 2. And the next one's going to be ripped right down that third baseline, almost identical to Tegan Wilson, only not as deep, so Paisley Meyer will only get to second base, but it will be an RBI double. Coming in to score is Tegan Wilson. RBI double for Paisley Meyer as the cleanup hitter. And up will that will bring up Raylan Rosenbaum. And first pitch upstairs will make it ball 1. And now Washington County is in the double digits, up 10-3. Next pitch by Beecham will stay upstairs again, ball 2. And here's a 2-0, and this one a hard grounder there from Rosenbaum, and she beats the throw, and the throw coming into third. Now runners on the corners as Paisley Meyer slides in safely at third base. And Rosenbaum gets herself a single. So still no outs here. Runners on the corners for Washington County. Already scored one run in this inning. How many more can they score? And here comes Finley Youngs as she'll take the first pitch. Knee high inside, strike one. And on that strike, taking advantage is Raylan Rosenbaum heading to second base for a stolen base. And the 0-1 slips out of Taitlin Beecham's hand, and you got to feel for her there. The humid, wet conditions, not an easy environment to pitch in. And that will make it a clear and obvious ball one, evening up the count. And here comes the 1-1, and this one upstairs, ball two. And the 2-1, this one catches that knee-high outside corner, strike two to even up the count. Two-two count coming up, and this one ripped down that third baseline, and making the grab is Bree Kerpek, who gets the out and turns in the single-headed double play at third base. And she's able to catch Paisley Meyer off the base at third. So after making the nice grab on that ball that was ripped down that third baseline, she gets the out on the pop on the line drive and then tags Paisley Meyer out at third on the first force out. And then Raylan Rosenbaum on the first pitch to Lily Landaway is able to steal third base. That brings up a 1-0 count to Lily Landaway with a runner on third. And this one ripped down the third base line. Bree Kerpek collects it, sings it over to first, and that puts a second out on the board, but allows Ray, that's going to be the third out on the board, retires this Washington County side as they add another run, extend the deficit to 7 runs as they lead by that much now. 10-3 going to the top of the sixth as Columbus will be working with their final 3 outs of the ball game. Winner take all game 2 for the Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Tournament Final. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the 6th.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And on to the top of the sixth inning, where it's Washington County leading 10-3, and Columbus working with their final 3 outs to try to overcome a 7-run deficit. Leading things off for Columbus will be Emery Chester, as she bats second to last in the order. And staying on the mound is going to be Kinsley Haferkamp, looking to add to her 10 strikeouts. And it would be huge if she can get 3 quick ones here in the sixth. First pitch, swing and a miss, knee-high outside corner. Everything perfect about that pitch from Haferkamp. Strike one. And the Let's Go WC chants will get going here as they're getting closer and closer to a victory. If they can get three outs without allowing seven runs, they will do exactly that. Next pitch from Kinsley Haferkamp will be outside for a ball one to even up the count. Here's the 1-1 from Haferkamp. Outside again, 2-1. And Kinsley Haferkamp getting plenty of praise from the crowd. She'll get ready for the 2-1 pitch and here to deliver. And that one will stay low for a ball three. Emery Chester staying disciplined here. As she finds herself ahead of the count 3-1, steps off for a couple practice swings, looking to come up big to give Columbus some runners. And knee-high outside corner to fill up the count, strike two from Haferkamp. Here's the full count pitch from Haferkamp. This is going to be fouled right side, going and trying to make the hustle play is Briley Marges, but that one will be out of play. Staying alive is Emery Chester. All right, here we go with the full count pitch from Haferkamp, and that one, the umpire says, outside, to the dismay of the Washington County crowd as they felt that was knee-high on that outside corner, a corner that Kinsley Haferkamp has been living on all night long. But umpire says she missed it this time on the full count, so that will give a leadoff walk to Columbus. And on the very next one, a hit right down the first base line will be out to Baylen Blunt, but does advance Emery Chester on the fielder's choice. So first out on the board. That leaves Columbus with two outs to get seven runs. Runner in scoring position at second is Emery Chester, and the next hit going to be hit in the shallow right field. Taitlin Beecham gets herself a single, and that throw is going to be in time. Oh, hesitating at third base. And nobody's covering home. Coming home is all the way Emery Chester, who slides in under the tag of Raylan Rosenbaum and puts a run up on the board, cutting the deficit down to six runs and leaving it only one out on the board. And honestly, you gotta tip your cap to her. That was some nice base running there from Emery Chester as she hesitated between third and home. And when she was halfway from third to home, saw Raylan Rosenbaum was off of home plate and nobody went to cover home. So she takes a chance, runs into home, and scores the fourth run of the ball game for Columbus. Next one's gonna be a pop up that falls foul. And visible frustration there from Raylan Rosenbaum as a miscommunication allows the ball to fall. The foul ball, which was absolutely playable, falls in between her and Haferkamp. And now with Taitlin Beecham on third base, one out, 0-1 count here. And this one's going to be ripped left side, right in between the hole, and Paisley Meyer able to collect it and recover and flips it to first base for the second out of the inning. Now that does score Taitlin Beecham. So we got ourselves a five-run ball game as Columbus has added two runs here in the bottom, in the top of the sixth inning. And that brings up Addie Werlin. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Addie Werlin actually going out on that throw from Paisley Meyer, 6-3. And up comes Jensen Anderson. Facing an 0-1 count after the foul ball. And next one will go outside to even up the count with the ball one. And now facing the 1-1 count, here's the pitch from Haverkamp. This is going to be fouled right side. Brings up a 1-2 count. And this Washington County crowd is starting to taste the victory. They can see it. All they need is one more out without giving up five runs. Currently no runners on for Columbus. And this pitch outside from Haverkamp, one pitch away from ending it with two strikes on the board, evens it up with a ball two. So deuces are wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. And here is the 2-2 pitch from Haverkamp. And this one down the left-hand side goes foul. Keeping herself alive is Jensen Anderson. And we'll ask for a towel from the umpire to dry off the ball. Make sure that it's a good ball for Haverkamp to work with. We'll get a new ball from manager Willie Anderson of Columbus. And Haverkamp gets set again. Umpire will make his way back to his position behind home plate. And we'll get going again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild and up is Jensen Anderson. Here's the 2-2 and this one gets away from Kerpek. A wild pitch outside of the reach of Rosenbaum. Fills up the count. Jensen Anderson steps off. A big moment here. Down five runs. They need runners. They have two outs on the board. And it's now a full count to Jensen Anderson. And a swing and a miss from Anderson. That's the victory. Fittingly so on a strikeout from Kinsley Haverkamp. Raylan Rosenbaum takes her down in the pitcher's circle as they celebrate, and Washington County will get the championship here in the minor softball tournament for the Little League All-Stars. Congratulations to the Washington County side, as that's the ball game. We'll be back after a post game. We'll be back for the post game after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And that brings an end to a fun night of softball here in B&PW Park in Sealy, where Washington County gets not only the victory, but the championship in the Minor Softball Little League All-Star Tournament. They take down Columbus in Game 2 in a winner-take-all scenario, and a hard-fought game throughout. After Columbus was able to take Game 1 by a final score 7-4 in a game where their bats came alive, Washington County responded emphatically, breaking out to a early 9-0 victory. But since then, Columbus started to chip away slowly, but they only were able to score 5 runs, so Washington County will get the victory 10-5. Of course, nothing for Columbus to hang their heads about as they fought hard to even get it to Game 2 and then fought hard in Game 2, but it had to be somebody's night. And tonight it was Washington County's night as they get the victory and the championship. But of course, for Columbus, always more to be learned in losses rather than wins. That's something to take away from any loss. And as Washington County celebrates with the banner, taking pictures, and the parents will have a good time with it, celebrating with their daughters as they have earned this victory. Dominant throughout the whole tournament, they go undefeated and win the championship. Other than that game one victory today, they have won every game. And that can only happen through teamwork and great, great fundamental play. Of course, at the end of the day, that's what this Little League All-Star Tournaments are all about, is learning the game of softball to further their career and learn all the kinds of different things that these team sports have to offer, from discipline to teamwork, leadership, and everything in between. Now they show some sportsmanship, shaking hands with the Columbus side. And two very different feelings, of course, as never feels good to get a loss. Columbus on the left, plenty of smiles over there as they know they're proud of their girls for getting this far and fighting as hard as they did. But, of course, on the right side, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. And that is the case for Washington County as they come away with a 10-run to 5 victory. And they are the minor softball champions. They will celebrate as such. We'll be back with the post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Time for the post-game wrap-up. I'm your host, Javi Jr., and we just had a wonderful night of minor softball here in Sealy, and thankfully it was Washington County's night tonight as they do lose game one but take game two in a winner-take-all victory. And right now they're having their ceremony, getting their, I believe, rings or medals for getting the championship. And of course, a shout-out to Columbus as well, as they had a very hard-fought game, taking game one and fighting tooth and nail to get back into game two. But when it's a 9-run victory to start off the, a 9-run lead for Washington County to start off the game, that's a hard one to come back from. But they did their absolute best, scoring 5 runs, losing by a final of 10-5. Washington County gets the victory. They're your minor softball champions in the year 2025. Well, congratulations to them. Congratulations to the coaching staff manager, Sean Church, and assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer, and this entire team. And I will name them off. It's number 14, Adeline Sebastian, Briley Margis, Tegan Wilson, Paisley Meyer, Raylan Rosenbaum, Finley Youngs, Lily Landaway, Stella Church, Kinsley Hafferkamp, Lana Wunderlich, Callie Dismukes, and Avery Meyer. Congratulations on being champions. And now they will go celebrate as such with their families, everybody on the field having a good old time. Of course, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. My name is Javi Jr. signing off, and I'll catch you next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Roman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Fram Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominic and Associates, BBR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contractor, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Glen North Architecture, Alvin Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Road Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandick Rapids, Mr. Windshield, Feldman's Buy and Buy, Silas Trader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Darvin Financial, Lamorello's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County 10 to Columbus, scoring 5. So good job to Washington County again, winning in Game 2. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night, everybody.